open the meeting at 3:30. Acknowledgement of country written before your eyes. Item 3.0, record of attendance. 3.1, we don't have Councillor Coochley with us. 3.2, apologies nil. 3.3, in attendance is Stella George, Aaron Baldwin, Paul, Phil, and over in the corner, Kate. 3.4, observers and visitors, nil. 3.5, leave of absence, previously granted. Councillor Anton Coochley for the 22nd of July. Item 4.0, applications for leave of absence.
Yep. In order of appearance, Councillor Hyde, 22nd of August to 23rd of September, all those council meetings in between, and Councillor Clark, 24th of August to the 3rd of September.
Well, a mover for moving those applications for leave of absence. Move Councillor Hutton, seconder. Councillor Lloyd, put to the vote, all in favour. Thank you. What's that, 6-0? 5.0, response to previous public questions taken on notice. We do have a request.
A query. Do we put that there? Do we put that in public question time?
Public question time.
The written one, where the written questions we received from a ratepayer, I assume it's a ratepayer, yesterday or the day before. Are they previous public questions taken on notice or public question time?
Public question time would be, because they only brought it up now.
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, yesterday, yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Thank you. Carry on.
We don't need to answer that then.
No, we do. Number six, public question time. We take that as being put forward at the meeting.
Okay. On 6.0, public question time.
Yep. Received from Vinca Lay on the 20th of July, so it was Monday after the agenda's gone out. First, a lot of questions was regarding the purchase of 15 Stub Street, Lake Grace, Pink Building. The statement, as the purchase of the building was voted for in the 23rd of October 2024 meeting behind closed doors, I'd like to ask the following questions. How was the Shire offered this building for purchase? Answer. Shire administration broached the subject of a potential sale of the property with the owner some 10 months prior, and it was advised that they weren't in a position to sell at the time, but would give the Shire first option to purchase when the time was right. Second question. What information on building condition, value, etc. was presented to councillors prior to purchase? Answer. Council was advised until the Shire is in a position to develop the site, interim measures to improve the appearance and serviceability of the building could be undertaken by the painting or recladding the outside, replacing the roof of the showroom area and replacing the ceiling in the showroom to allow it to be used in the interim. Councillors were given the opportunity to inspect the building. Was there a time constraint on the purchase that prevented having a building inspection completed prior to purchase? Response, no. Why did council purchase this building prior to having a building inspection completed, and is it unusual for council to have done so? And response, the owners of the building gave the first option for the purchase of the building to the Shire at a much reduced purchase price from what they were going to put it on the market for. Councillors viewed the building as being the opportunity to further enhance the presentation of Lake Grace Town and potentially create more employment opportunities and services within the Shire. A building inspection was not considered at the time as the final use of the building was yet to be determined. It is not unusual for building inspections not to be carried out when opportunities such as this arise. It was considered that the building was able to be used with a few minor works undertaken. Question: with the cost of the community consultation and building inspection, what is the total amount that has already been spent on this building? Answer: $5,306.40. Question: how can the Shire justify this total cost on purchasing a building that needs demolishing when, in referencing to the Uniting Church Op Shop building, Shire stated this asset draws in no revenue and cannot fund its own capital repairs and was purchased without community consultation? Answer: building inspection was carried out to determine whether or not the building required renovations to make it suitable for different uses, or if it did in fact require demolition. The fate is yet to be decided and again will be subject to public consultation. This first public consultation resulted in many suggested uses for the building, for such things as office space, adult gym, children's gym, and relocation of the CRC, to name a few. Shire administration has received many comments and complaints over the years regarding the appearance of the building, coupled with many requests for additional facilities within the town. This was seen as an opportunity to repurpose and upgrade the existing building or construct a new multi-purpose building to further promote the appearance of the town. End of that. Those questions. Second round. Regarding the proposed demolition of the former Uniting Church Op Shop, does council feel that they undertook community consultation prior to the passing of the motion to demolish the building? This will hand over to you.
Yeah. The chief handed this lot over to me. I haven't produced a written report because I believe that the person would be in attendance today. However, if we go back over the records, the church was first spoken about in this council chamber in 2012. From 2012 to 2014, there was two public workshops. And within those public workshops, and within the council here at that particular time, the thoughts were that we, the Shire Council, would take on the block of land as a vacant block of land. In other words, the church would have been demolished. That was supported at the 2014 workshop. Goes on to say, the next question, is this land the only land available to council for aged care accommodation land requirements? And if it's not, could other land be utilised instead? The answer to that would be yes. Other land could be utilised, and since those initial workshops, the highest priority most probably isn't for age accommodation now, taking in consideration that we've carried out a visitor review on visitors coming to town, what accommodation is available. We've also taken out a review on what requirements for workers' accommodation. So although 12, 14 years ago, it may have been aged care that we're looking at, with the advent of time, of course, it could be utilised for anything else. And in fact, we had to go to the state government to purchase land to put in the two wax nurses' homes that we put in. And if that land, church land, had been available then, maybe those units would have ended up down there. Who would know? Next question, why did council not do costings on repairing or demolishing the building prior to moving to demolish the building, as these costs could be comparable? It was in the initial stages, 2014, looked at costings. This was further compounded in 2024 when there was another building inspection done, and that building inspection indicated that all the asbestos should be removed. To remove that asbestos, it would be cheaper to demolish the whole building in preference to going forward, removing that asbestos and refurbishing. So that's those three. The fourth question is, in the May minutes, the information states that the land is intended to be used as aged accommodation, but the resolution states future building envelopes. What other uses may be needed other than aged accommodation? And what is the current need for any of these uses, including aged accommodation? I'm quite sure that if we had funding available, we would be addressing the workers' situation in this town. So, that, as far as I'm concerned, the history goes back some 14 years. It was only because of change of administration and some change in council that the op shop ended up being there anyway. It most probably should never have been granted a lease to lease the place out. We definitely took it on, the Shire took it on, that there would be no expenditure on that building. And that was reinforced in the article that ex-councillor Alan Marshall put into the gatepost, not the gatepost, the Lakes Link, not the latest edition, the second last edition. That's where we're at, Chief.
Thank you.
We move on. Item 7.0, petitions, deputations, presentations, nil. 8.0, notations of interest, nil. 8.1, 8.2 is your financial, proximity and impartiality.
8.3 is Councillor Hunt as he is president of the Sportsman's Club.
Being on the executive,
He does not have to leave the building.
What is that?
He does not have to leave the building.
He doesn't have to leave the board. He doesn't get a vote.
It's up to you whether or not you want to leave the vote.
Being a member of the executive of the
Sportsman's Club,
I don't believe he's entitled to a vote as per the Local Government Act. Therefore, we can stay in the room but not vote.
All right.
Item 9.0, announcements by the presiding member without discussion. None. 10.0, confirmation of minutes. We're looking for 10.1. Recommendation there. Move and a seconder for the minutes of the last meeting, 17th of June. Do I have a mover? Councillor Hyde and Councillor Roach. You want to speak to it, Councillor Hyde?
Yes.
Councillor Roach. Anyone else want to speak to it? Anyone want to speak against it? None. Put it to the vote, all in favour. 6-0. Thank you. 10.2, special council meeting. Nil. 11.0, motion of which previous notice has been given. Nil. Urgent business approved, 12.0, nil. Reports of committees, nil. Reports of officers, 14.1, infrastructure services, nil. 14.2, planning one, approvals under delegation for noting, nil. 14.3 is health and building, nil. 14.4, is administration, 14.41, appointment of a deputy presiding member to Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. The recommendation is on page 12. And we look for a mover and a seconder to that recommendation. Move Councillor Lloyd, seconded Councillor Hyde. You want to speak to Councillor Lloyd?
No.
Councillor Hyde?
No.
Anyone else want to speak to it? Anyone want to speak against it? Put it to the vote, all in favour. 6-0, thank you. Item 14.4.2, Wild West Australian Local Government Convention 2026. Recommendation is on page 14. That recommendation also includes the voting delegates for the AGM. And sorry to say that Councillor Hyde hasn't put his hand up again this year either. We're looking for a mover. Councillor Roach, seconder. Councillor Lloyd, you want to speak to Councillor Roach?
No, thanks.
Councillor Lloyd, anyone want to speak against it?
Enjoy.
Anyone want to speak for it? None? Put it to the vote, all in favour. Thank you, 6-0. 14.4.3, appointment of new members to the Shire Lake Race Tourism Advisory Committee. And the recommendation is on page 17. And we're looking for a mover and a seconder. Move Councillor Roach, seconder. Seconder. Councillor Hyde. You want to speak to Councillor Roach?
No.
Councillor Hyde?
No, with this.
All good?
It's not there and we want to bring something up. We'll leave it for general information session.
Well, we should be in standing orders.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. We have a mover and a seconder there. There is some discussion needs to take place on this particular committee. And therefore, for it to be open discussion, I'd be looking for a mover to suspend standing orders. Councillor Hunt, a seconder, to suspend standing orders so that we can... Councillor Hyde, all those in favour? 6-0, we have suspended standing orders. So as far as I'm concerned, the meeting ceases to exist now. We have general conversation. We'll listen to the CEO and maybe the Deputy CEO as to what some of the issues are behind this particular recommendation. Over to you, CEO.
Right. I haven't been to a Tourism Association meeting, but I keep on having people coming to me, staff, and the chairman of the Tourism Association. The whole thing is turning into a complete farce, as far as I'm concerned. The chairman doesn't know what they're doing. They're asking for the minutes of the meeting to be recorded precisely as happens. And then she comes back and says, in an email to me, that one of the comments is absurd and it's an insult to people. That should have been discussed at the meeting, not to staff. This whole AIM thing is this AIM plaque celebrations is turning into something that's bigger than Ben-Hur. We were the original understanding that it was going to be like an adjunct to the AIM display at the Art Centre. Have an unveiling of a plaque over at the AIM building, bit of an afternoon tea or morning tea, I don't care what, and then invite everyone over to the AIM display art exhibition. Now it's going to, they want something, how was it described? They wanted like the lavish affair for lunch that was held a couple of months ago. It's putting undue pressure on the staff for no reason. As well, also, on that date that they had planned, no one on the tourism committee is going to be available. No one on the AIM committee is going to be available. For some reason, one reason or another. I know one is because they're sooking over something, which I think is unrelated to this anyway, but it's just a farce. The whole thing's a farce. And I really am concerned about the future of the Tourism Association Committee. Should we just rely on, go back and just put more emphasis on the road tourism, which we go to regularly? Or do we continue with this? Do we disband the Tourism Association Committee and start again? Don't know. The president, the chairman apparently will have nothing to do with any events in Lake Grace. Will only do events in Newdigate. What's the point of being chairman of the committee? Aaron, you've been copping the brunt of it, along with the girls.
Yep, so in addition to Alan, what I've found are arguments. My role, rather than being part of the staff in the committee, being more of a mediator, which is, should never have been happening in the first place, and trying to realign everyone, it is a committee of council. Okay, it is a professional committee that we need to report on what decisions are made, not down to its intricacies of comments, just to put a thing forward, adopt it or endorse it, whatever you want to do. It's too much effort, it's too much angst. I had some reviews recently, and I'll just report back to Alan this week, that funny enough, another council has put a council report, this week's council meeting, in their report to disband their tourism advisory committee from the committee of council and made it as a working group for the community.
But that took what we had.
What you had, by the sounds of it.
We used to have that.
Yeah, so you can look out doing that. Suddenly, I think they're also feeling the brunt there. Because administration resources and its time and efforts, other than at the committee, it's beyond that. You know, where I'm tackled with concerns with my staff going through it while we're trying to do our work outside of that committee, after that committee. So, and for something that was clear as from the get-go of establishing something, we've done a big celebration, establishing something pretty quick, all agreed to it while the momentum was there, suddenly has morphed with other stuff, and that's put other people offside, other committees in the community. And it was quite disheartening to see. So I felt like it will continue like this unless something changes, and that's the thing.
I'm done. You've got the chairman, you've got another committee member that doesn't even live in this, within the Shire. Keep on bringing up the fact that with the council and the Shire's got a bad name over the luncheon, that we weren't invited and we should have been there. Numbers were limited. The venue was only so big. You could not have 500 people invited to something like that. Sure, people were missed out. Probably the most important was the lady up there, wherever it is, for not getting invited. But that's too bad. I came back from a meeting, I think the Friday before we flew out to Canberra, to a message on my phone. And I started shaking, "Please ring Sylvia Brandenburg." So I steadied myself and I rang her up. And she was the most pleasant she's ever been. And she said, "I understand what is going on. As a way to placate this, why don't we have an unveiling of a plaque? And make people feel a bit better. There's no need to make a big deal about it and start blaming people that haven't." And I was very impressed with the way she took it. And I said, "That's funny, because that's what we're thinking of. And you'll be invited to unveil it. That's great," she said. So there's only two people, maybe three, that are saying now that the Shire's got a safe face. And that's really affecting the tourism community, I feel. And the morale of the staff.
Okay, can I have something to say?
Yep.
Right, so someone has sat on the tourism committee before it was under the Shire. The idea of putting it under the Shire as a committee, the thought was we would get more things happening because it's a direct feed straight to the Shire. Instead of saying, "This is what we've done at this meeting, and you know, what do you think of this idea," and whatever, because nothing seemed to progress very much, or it took a long time. So that was what the thoughts about becoming a committee of council. Right, so in what's happened most recently, as regarding the AIM 100 year celebrations, most of the committee were upset about it, fair enough, because they're residents of the Shire, or ex-residents of the Shire, and have a lot to do with the AIM hospital. And And as a tourism committee, you would think an event like that would be public so that it could encourage tourism and the town could make the most of it. So that was one thing that said, well, we've lost a fantastic opportunity for one. The other one, and no one has said that the March event was not a lovely event. Mm. It was. Mm. Everybody has said that. We all agree on that. The issue was the fact that it was not exclusive, not inclusive. And I haven't been to a celebration of a 100 years event that has said, okay, we're going to have a celebration. Sorry, only the cool kids can come.
Mm.
You know, that to me, that's just not the way you do it. And it didn't matter how often it was said. It appeared to have been. This is now on the AIM committee. It, you know, that was what they wanted. They wanted a wonderful event. And they went ahead and did it, which was fantastic. Unfortunately, it has come back that, you know, apparently the other people on the committee didn't say anything, or they should have said something sooner. And in my opinion, things were said. But okay, we've all agreed that's in the past, can't do anything to stop that. So then the tourism committee says, rightio, this has happened. We didn't know about it, but it's happened. Okay, what can we do about the people who had answered the can you help, you know, Black Grace is celebrating 100 year AIM, you know, come along, spread the word, and then say, ah, sorry, you've run out and you've done all this, but you're not invited. So to placate the people, that, you know, as Kerry said at the meeting, you know, it could have been a couple of thousand kids born at the hospital. So there was a lot of people that could have been involved. As an idea to placate that, okay, because the art crew, who had actually thought they were also working with the AIM celebration, and then found out it was going to be in March when they thought it was going to be in October. Anyway, so they thought, well, we can't change it because artists are artists and they've got to work on their bits. So October, they went ahead with their original date, October. Settled on the 18th. And so the other thing was, okay, and as we said at the meeting, okay, we can just keep the momentum going, a bit like 100 years for Lake Rose, you know, the golf club had a 100 years event, the footy club had every club had their 100 year event, and it was all throughout the year. And they're all open to everybody. So the idea was, but okay, so the art group's still having their event. Can we work in with that? And staff were told, well, you know, okay, that's it. And they said, right, we're going to go off and have a chat to Kerry. Great. Don't set it in stone because it might not work for everybody. Unfortunately, it was set. So therefore, this is why some people have got upset again. So, well, you know, it wasn't supposed to be, it was supposed to say, does this work or doesn't it work? Is Sylvia available? Isn't she available? Is it better off to have it on a different date, but on the month that that exhibition is open? This was what we were all going to tease out and didn't have the opportunity to do.
Who set that date, though?
That's the art.
No, the art group will have their date set.
Yes.
Who set the date for that?
For March?
Down there. No, for October 18th, which is...
That's the art group.
That's the art
group.
Yeah,
but who set that up there to have the unveiling of the park on the 18th?
Well, that wasn't agreed to. That was the thing that they were supposed to go and see if it fitted in with
people. People aren't working together.
Well,
it doesn't fit in for staff, it doesn't fit in for all the committees.
And
so
that was why we
said,
don't confirm it yet, because we need to know.
Who's it been confirmed with?
No, not confirmed. We work towards the date. The date, as Councillor Clark is saying, is by the committee, the arts, which is fine. So we just work for that. As we work in progressively, try to then what you're saying, confirm this, confirm Sylvia, confirm this. So we are on that target. We were coming out only till recently, the last meeting, to find out no one was going to be there. So I just spoke to Joe after that meeting and said, then why are we going to it?
Hmm.
Because no one's had in the committee, that was announced, like literally on that day, it would have been good. Way before when they did confirm the date in October, and people on the committee should have said, can't attend, won't be attending in that.
But we didn't know the date.
The first thing to do would be to contact Sylvia Brandenburg.
Exactly.
And see if she's what date she's available.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be on the 18th.
Yeah. So all that.
And she's very, very, very prepared and happy to attend and unveil it and see it as a way of soothing everyone down. But as I said, there's.
Yeah. From the email that I saw that Kathy sent, it says, well, okay, we haven't even confirmed that Sylvia is available. We have to do that first. She's trying to get it back to what it should have been. The query, when did you say that Sylvia's not available on the 18th?
No, I say don't have the event on the 18th. Yep. Just have it, try and have it on a weekend or a weekday.
Whatever.
It's suitable to her, but is also while the art show's on.
At least all the committee members there to be represented.
And it's an open invite for anyone to attend. Which I think that's how it was supposed to be in the first place.
It was.
The only thing I want to add to about the committee meetings, the only thing I identified was whoever sits as an independent in a chair or as a member, particularly a chair, should be going through the same training as elected members when they're elected in regards to conducting a meeting. Even if we have to put some training budget for it, it is crucial. The amount of time I spent, my time, can't be part of the committee that to enjoy whatever discussion is more mediating and trying to conduct it on the outside, which I don't want to do because it's an influence or bias on whoever sits in that chair. So it's wrong. That's how I feel uncomfortable.
It seems to be one of the library meetings.
So I don't bring that up. Probably was something today.
Used to be. I don't know what they're like now.
All right, so where do you want to take it?
Truth. Just making council aware.
Mm-hmm.
There's what to do going forward.
Mm. As far as this motion, fine. More people from the outside. Because it's definitely short of numbers.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about it, people can have a balance in not debates, but a good argument on stuff. And the problem I see is if it's anything like last meeting, how are we going to handle it?
No.
Particularly, your staff going to handle that.
Yeah. I don't think it will be anything like that last meeting.
Okay.
Any meetings will be anything like that last meeting.
So here the next one goes, and strongly recommend that the date be changed that is suitable to Sylvia Brandenburg, but not on the same day
as the...
When's the next meeting?
In September.
It'll be earlier. You can have one earlier.
Yeah.
It's not going to kill anyone.
Yeah, we can bring one forward if we need to. It's not a...
And you're the Shire Rep, aren't you?
Right, so you on that?
Not officially, no. I haven't been nominated, so I'm not officially on it at all.
I thought we put it in the last meeting.
It hasn't come through Shire, so that suits me fine. Are you interested? No.
Okay, that's fine, because your name's been thrown around.
I'm trying to recall. I know.
They were presented because I would have to put a council report to recommend you.
Yeah, that's right. And it has. When I saw that, I thought, well, that means I'm not on it. So I've listened.
Say by the bell.
It can be changed.
I have said, look, I really don't want to go in there at this point in time. And it's on a Tuesday, the meeting, so I'm not available.
Yeah.
So
I'm at Newdigate.
That's cool. Well, that certainly makes a difference for people further east to go.
And the next one, share it around.
Yes.
All of those actions, like the 12, 15 or whatever that are there, I reckon nothing's happened for two years.
Rotourism's like that too.
Waste of money,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So
talking, no action.
Yep.
Oh, just yeah.
So Just on that, you know, it's just a waste.
Be interested in finding the next time you're out the road, Belen, is ask the other councils, have they got a tourism advisory committee?
No, most of them don't. We're the only one. We're the only one that.
That's right, they're disbanding, and the other council, I've just found out this week, went up last night to disband it. So they get rid of it for some reason.
Well, we're the only one that visitor centre too.
We're also the only one that has paid staff, tried paid staff in the visitor centre.
Because their visitor centres are in their CRC.
Yes.
That's how that could be put in.
Ah, yes, exactly.
So.
You know, it's not such a silly thing.
But I don't know that the CRC will shift into the, well, I've got, no, they don't have a committee room in the. So.
Railway building.
Can we add Rosa onto that?
No.
Motion?
No.
Are you declining now?
Well, I can't attend the meeting, so.
But they don't have to be Tuesday, is it just Tuesday?
What's a bit late to.
No, it isn't. You can amend, you've got to come out of standing orders and put a motion for that and then amendment if you want to amend to be inserted.
Well, I don't want to be involved in that.
Don't be pressured.
Committees of council, tourism advisory, delegates, Deb, staff, the CEO or representative, presiding member Catherine Kelly. I know when I was in Condinan early on, they had a tourism advisory commission, committee that meetings are always held at Ida for some reason. And they, it was disbanded about 2 years later because it was all about meetings.
Oh, yeah, way off, yeah.
All right, move on, I'll be looking for a move to reinstate standing orders and a second.
Sure.
Move, councillor Hunt, seconded. Second.
Resume standing orders.
Resume standing. All in favour? 6-0. We've resumed reinstated standing orders. We have a mover in councillor Roach and a seconder in councillor Hyde for the recommendation that is on the board.
Just through the chair, there was a request from councillor Lloyd to be inserted as part, as a recommendation to sit on the committee as a councillor representative as well, mm-hmm. just now.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Can I be a community representative or do I have to be a council?
Well, you can be either. If you want to be a community, I guess you don't want to stand as a council.
Doesn't
so we're just going to move on here to insert the recommendation.
Council there for numbers up. Probably just
make
number four.
Four and make the appointment of councillor Lloyd four.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the last one becomes five.
That's right.
Four becomes five.
Copy and paste that one. Yep.
The mover and seconder happy with that amendment?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Put it to the vote, all in favour. Thank you. 6-0.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know whether I will thank you.
But everyone got that sorted out.
Everyone thought
wait,
I was
wait,
on there and I
just from Tuesday.
Okay, 14.5.1 is council payment. Page 19 is the recommendation. Looking for a mover. Move councillor Lloyd. Seconder. Councillor Roche, you want to speak to councillor Lloyd?
No,
you want to speak to councillor Roche?
No, thank you.
Anyone want to speak for it? Against it? No? Put it to the vote, all in favour? 6-0. Thank you.
5-0.
6-0. Uh-huh. Information bulletin. 16.0. The information bulletin. Recommendation is over the page. Be looking for a mover. Move councillor Roach. Seconder. Councillor Hyde, you want to speak to councillor Roach?
Thank you.
Councillor Hyde.
No, thanks.
Anyone else want to speak to it? Against it? Put to the vote, all in favour? 6-0. Confidential item under separate cover, item 17.0. We look for a mover that council meets behind closed doors to consider with confidential item. Move councillor Lloyd, seconded. Councillor Roach. All in favour? 6-0, thank you. We now move beyond council, behind closed doors, we have a confidential item. We may go for the business. The date of the next meeting is the 26th of August, and I close the meeting at 4:20. Thank you all. Stretch your legs, 5-minute break, and then...